Offshore wind in the U.S. is poised for a boom. States from Rhode Island on down to Virginia all have plans to ramp up offshore wind over the next decade. And the Biden administration has pledged to add 30 gigawatts of offshore wind by 2030. It's all part of an energy overhaul that aims to swap fossil fuels for renewables, reining in climate change, and protecting our planet. Curbing climate change is one of the best things we can do to protect marine species. But harnessing the wind to blow back emissions is not without its own impacts. Of special concern are these denizens of the sea. That's a North Atlantic right whale recorded off the coast of Martha's Vineyard in Massachusetts. North Atlantic right whales migrate and feed along the U.S. East Coast, which is also ground zero for the U.S.'s growing offshore wind industry. Scientific American Custom Media spoke with oceanographer Joe Brody. He's part of a team trying to figure out how to avoid conflicts between wind turbines and whales. After a few years as a flight attendant, he left the friendly skies for the sea. Now he's the offshore wind research lead at the Rutgers Center for Ocean Observing Leadership. Joe, the North Atlantic right whale is one of the world's most endangered species. Only about 400 of them are left. Can offshore wind development along the East Coast coexist with right whales? And if so, how?
I think the answer is definitely. The two can coexist. It just has to be done intelligently and with as much information as possible. The idea is, I guess a good way to put it in a term that we used to use at the airline was situational awareness. Knowing what's out there, when it's out there, where they are, and what they're doing is going to make all the difference.
So you're part of a project funded by the offshore wind company Ørsted and their ocean wind project partners in New Jersey that uses acoustic monitoring to track and study whales. It's called the Ecosystem and Passive Acoustic Monitoring Project.